So we are launching the campaign, which is Belena Hawel. It is an Arabic word, which means our country first. Our leaders have signed peace several times now. They signed it today. In the evening, you hear have attacked. We are asking them, are they bringing for us a positive peace? Is it a tangible peace? Is it a permanent peace? Or it is just pen put on paper? So we want them to put their interests aside, put their positions aside, put the needs of the people, the refugees, the IDPs, first.
Ever since 2015, what have you seen change in the refugees, the youths, especially in Rhino Camp?
People used to play football, the youth, and the end always is fight. But since then up to now, people could only play, and there's always a fair play. We have seen a great change in the reduction of cases with young people. Also, the level of awareness of how youth can solve conflict non-violently through mediation, through counseling, you know, through referral to the leaders. If it is a fight that they cannot manage, instead of taking side and escalating it, they now recognize that the leaders play a great role. The police also is part. OPM also, as the government of Uganda, is one that can help us here. Yeah, and also, if you look at the number of youth taking leadership now, it's really great. And also, the greatest that we believe now WISAD has done is that there are already now 11 CBOs after we are formed. And at least four of them has our name in their constitution. That is, after attaining training from WISAD, we are able to come up with this CBO. And that was one of our objectives, to make sure young people don't just form groups of conflict. They form groups of business, groups of life skills, groups of CBOs again. We don't want to be like the only one. We just want to be a ladder where people can climb even bigger and better than us. I remember on 31st July, we had an intercultural dialogue, which was the first ever in the refugee setting of Rhino.
Your last message for the South Sudanese refugees who are listening to you right now?
Let them wake up. We, as the youth, they tell us that we are the leaders of tomorrow. Tomorrow will never come. They will still use you to say, no, it's tomorrow. Now, assuming tomorrow, until when you will be 65 years old. So let us take up the spaces from today. Let us really participate, claim for our country, a country that only identifies you as a South Sudanese, not the 64 tribe that you belong to. We need a country that recognizes young people as potential.